not. It is a good morning because you and I are called into Christian communities to worship our awesome God. And then it is my pleasure to welcome all of you to our Redeemers United Methodist Church in this morning. If you are the visitors, just hang around in the narthex, especially after the service. You can get many things out of the conversation in the narthex. So I do believe that some people are getting many things out of the parking lot talk too. So continue your journey with other people. Do not try to be alone. Christian means that we are connected. Connected with God, connected in ourselves, and connected to other people. We are not called to be lonesome. We are not called to be alone. We are called to be connected to each other. Today's message, it talked about old self and new self. It contrasted itself in old self and new self. In between, person who are not old self or the new self, the person in between is called multiple personality disorder. Sometimes by their choice, they become an old self. And sometimes they become a new self. And then we need to pick and choose. God does not want us to be in disorder. Disorder meaning is not functioning well. You need to be wholesome. I need to be wholesome as a chosen person of God in this congregation, especially in this century, 21st century. The way we dated the church in 60s, 70s, and 80s does not work the way we do church in 21st century. But because the mission field in our world is different. The way we practice Christianity is different. However, the identity of us to be the Christian is the same. That is called core value. Our old self, we do have a different value system. We give a different priority in our lives. But soon we become a Christian, so-called accept Jesus Christ as a Lord and Savior. Our world has been transformed into the new paradigm, new self. In Christianity, we hold on to the three main steps. Especially our Redeemers United Methodist Church, we do have four different core values. And the first one is we believe in God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. We believe it in a Trinity God. That is why we recite the Apostles' Creed at the beginning of the worship service every Sunday. We need to know we are reinforcing our core value as the Church of God in this location. We believe in God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. That is our believing system. And also, we bring the Bible, the Word of God, in the center of gravity in this congregation to work together. That is a second core value. We believe it in the Scripture, the Word of God. And the third core value we do have in this congregation is the power of a prayer. We do believe it in the power of a prayer. That is why we pray. If we do not believe it in the power of a prayer, why do we pray? Why do we waste our time to pray? Why we bother to share joys and concern in this congregation if we do not believe in the power of a prayer? The unique differences between other church and our church is the fourth value. We do believe that people matter. People matter to God. People matter to Jesus. People matter to Holy Spirit. That is why we are saying that we are creating home to welcome, nurture, celebrate God and everyone. Any restriction is there? No restriction there, right? We are welcoming everyone, every God. God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit, welcoming, nurturing, and celebrating everyone in this congregation. That door in the sanctuary is open to everyone. Two main reasons you can upset me most. And if you wanted to upset me, try on it. You're going to get that ugly sunny in your life. Here is the two ways you can push the red button on me. First, the person intentionally dividing the church, disharmonizing the church, that moment is the moment to push the sunny's red button. An explosion will happen if you do that. I do not believe that you wanted to experience the explosion of sunny in this congregation. And don't try on it. You're going to be regret. The second way you can press the red button on me is the intentional exclusion of the people. Church needed to be inclusive and open and embrace everyone. Who is more sinner than anyone else? Everybody is a sinner. You and I are sinner. And yet you and I are forgiven sinner. Forgiven by Jesus Christ on the cross. And we are being forgiven. Because of that, we are forgiving other people and inviting everyone. God does not discriminate anyone in His kingdom. That is why God sent His only begotten Son. You and I have no entitlement to close dead doors to anyone. We welcome everyone. We nurture everyone. We celebrate everyone in this congregation. Those are four core values we do have to be who we are. But purposely, we are claimed and claim our identity in this congregation. The purpose of being churched together in this place as our Redeemers of United Methodist Church is All right. Okay, let us try one more time. The purpose of being churched together as our Redeemers United Methodist Church is to make disciples of Jesus Christ, not disciples of Sunny or anyone else in here. We are He. We means including myself. You and I are together here to be the church, to make disciples of Jesus Christ for the transformation of the Word, not conforming to the Word. According to the Romans chapter 12, verse 2, you and I are not called in to conform into the world, but transform the world. We are called in to influence the culture, not just influenced by the culture around us. That means you and I are called into radical ministry in this congregation through this community. You and I are not just buying into whatever out there. We Methodist Christians, especially our Redeemers United Methodist Church, we are emphasizing the thinking Christians. Methodist Church uses four different lenses to interpret the God's movement around our life or in our life. First one is the scripture. We read a scripture because we would like to interpret it and understand what is going on in our life through the reading of the scripture. At the same time, we do respect each person's experience and tradition. By my upbringing, I'm a Presbyterian. Woo-hoo! Some of you are the same way. But we do respect the different upbringing, different experience, different tradition. And then by the bringing different differences, we are reasoning together. Put your thinking cap on. Some churches does not allow or encourage people to think through. But we Methodist Church, especially our Redeemers under Sunday School leadership, I'm encouraging everyone to put thinking cap on. I do not want to have a cookie cutter Christian in this congregation. I do not want us to have another Sunny in this congregation. One sunny Christian is enough in God's kingdom. So create your Christianity, dialogue with God, rest with God. On Sunday, on what I'm sharing is just sharing the experience and tradition, the interpretation through the sinus experience, sinus tradition in this country, in these places. You need to do the same thing. You need to do work to grow in God, get closer to God. I cannot do it for you. Simply on Sunday, I'm encouraging you by showing you the example how to interpret, how to work out your spiritual muscle to get closer to God. Each day, I want everyone to get closer to God at least one step closer to God. If you cannot jump, just put one baby step forward by reading scripture, or by reading the Christian magazine, or hearing the other people, having a fellowship with other people. In this passage, the passage we just read, talked about old self and new self. If you are doing the same thing what you are doing yesterday and to today, you are still in the old self. That means you are dealing with multiple personality disorder. Every day is a new day. Do something new. Practice new things. Learn from yesterday's life you had. And today is a day to practice and learn something. Create a new self. Today you are perfect. But tomorrow, you are not perfect for tomorrow. In order to be perfect in God's sight tomorrow, you need to work out and learn from whatever you are doing from today's life. That is called a new self, a wearing new self. Am I getting a call from God in here? Hello, God, I'm working on it. I know that we are work in progress. Martin Marty, one of the professors at the University of Chicago Divinity School, said that religion gives the two things. One is a new identity. Children of God. You and I become a child of God. Children of God, sons and daughters of God. It is a new self. Ephesians chapter 1, 2, 3 talk about our new identity. You and I are being bought into the Christian kingdom through Jesus Christ. You and I are being purchased by God, reconciled by God through Jesus Christ. And so we are adopted into God's kingdom to be the sons and daughters of God. If you still live in the other identity, again, that is the moment you are living in the multiple personality disorder, because you're dealing with two or more than two identity at once. Your identity, you need to claim that. Let us say that I'm a child of God, say together. If you feel that you are the child of God, let us say, I'm a child of God. If you truly believe that you are the child of God, say amen.
Amen.
That's your identity. That's my identity. And in a new self, old self, we are dealing with in here. We have a clear conversion in Christian kingdom. We do not need to deal with a multiple personality disorder. Another thing that Martin Marty said, God, when we become a Christian, accepting the new identity, it gives the one another things, the lens to see the world through the Christian worldview. We do see, interpreted a lot of things different than other people. We put God in our conversation. We put God's lens in our eyes and in our lives to see through it. The lens. And the person next to you is not ugly anymore. Soon we accept Jesus Christ as a Lord and Savior. We see the beautiful child of God, someone next to you. And tell some the person next to you, you are a beautiful child of God. Say it. You can do that eye contact. You can see them. Do not ignore them saying that you are a child, a beautiful child of God. You can have eye contact. See their kind of outlook too. Let's do it one more time. You are a beautiful child of God. That is our identity. Soon we accept Jesus Christ. We are converting that our mindset. We are changing the way we are thinking. The way we are thinking dominate the way we operated our lifestyle. Today it is that we are focused on the mindset of a conversion. If you do not think the way you're supposed to think for yourself and others, your worldview will be build different. Your worldview stay in the old self. You cannot see the new creation God is creating every day. Verse 17 and 18, it talks about the conversion of a mind. Let me read this passage for you. Verse 17 and 18 of the Ephesians chapter 4. So I tell you this and insist on it in the Lord, that you must no longer live as the Gentiles. Gentiles mean is non-Christians, unbelievers. You must no longer live as the Gentiles do in the fertility of their thinking. They are darkened in their understanding and separated from the life of God because of the ignorance that is in them, due to the hardening of their heart. Hardening their heart. The conversion of a mind. Conversion of a mind, which means it's a change of the mindset. When we accept Jesus Christ, fear of the Lord is the beginning of the knowledge. Since we are studying the new school year this coming week, and or the week to be, a week to come, we need to understand that mindset, the mind, is a part of God's creation too. We really do need to think through what we are doing, how we are doing, and encourage our children to think through. Instead, I say so, dialogue with them, have a conversation with them. Our little children can teach us if we, grown-ups, are willing to listen to them too. So this upcoming school year, I hope and I pray that we all will be patient enough to each other, patient enough and understanding enough and lowering our expectation to just hear other people, to change the mindset of our own journey, to pursue the knowledge of God together. Let us be wholesome instead of playing the multiple personality in our lives. We are the chosen one. We are the children of God. Amen.
Please stand and join us in singing our final hymn.
Who am I that the Lord of all the earth would care to know my name, would care to feel my hurt? Who am I that the bright and morning star would choose to light the way for my ever wandering heart? Not because of who I am, but because of what you've done. Not because of what I've done, but because of who you are. I am a flower quickly fading, here today and gone tomorrow. lost in the ocean, the vapor in the wind, still you hear me when I'm calling. Lord, you catch me when I'm falling, and you tell me who I am. I am yours, I am yours. Who am I? Let the eyes that see my sin, would look on me with love, and watch me rise again. Who am I? That the voice that calmed the sea would call out through the rain and calm the storm in me. Not because of who I am, but because of what you've done. Not because of what I've done, but because of who you are. I am a flower quickly fading, here today and gone tomorrow. A wave tossed in the ocean, a vapor in the wind, still you hear me when I'm calling. Lord, you catch me when I'm falling, and you tell me who I am. I am a flower quickly fading, here today and gone tomorrow. A wave tossed in the ocean, a vapor in the wind, still you hear me when I'm calling. Lord, you catch me when I'm falling, and you tell me who I am. I am yours, I am yours.
All God's children who are willing to be the children of God wherever we go, let us say,
yes.
Go now, peace.